Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Firefighter Corey Barr, a Madison area realtor and owner of the business that exploded in Sun Prairie on Tuesday, died from the injuries he sustained in that blast. Barr was the owner of the Barr House in Sun Prairie. That building was leveled, and several others nearby were severely damaged. And the Democratic candidates for governor will meet for a debate this evening at UW-Milwaukee. The debate starts at 6 p.m. and will be broadcast on Channel 4 in Milwaukee. You can submit a question for the candidates by texting debate and your question to 414-269-6404. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Brewers first baseman Jesus Aguilar made it to the All-Star team. Aguilar won the balloting for Major League Baseball's final vote position after not making it on the initial balloting. Aguilar will also take part in the Home Run Derby. In addition to Jesus Aguilar, Brewers players Lorenzo Cain, Christian Yelich, and Josh Hader were named to the All-Star team. And the Brewers lost to the Marlins last night, 5-4 in 12 innings. They now go to Pittsburgh to play five games with the Pirates. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting that Dillard's department stores could be moving in to three of the former Boston store locations. Senator Bernie Sanders will be joining Senator Tammy Baldwin for a rally this Saturday in Eau Claire. The rally will be held at the Lismore Hotel, and the doors open at 8 a.m. And Bastille Days is underway in downtown Milwaukee. The free street festival celebrating Milwaukee's French heritage takes place in and around Cathedral Square Park and goes through Sunday. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Firefighter Corey Barr, a Madison area realtor and owner of the business that exploded in Sun Prairie on Tuesday, died from the injuries he sustained in that blast. Barr was the owner of the Barr House in Sun Prairie. That building was leveled and several others nearby were severely damaged. And tomorrow evening is the first River West Food Truck Rally in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood. The rally will take place at the Goat Palace, located at 3740 North Fratney Street. In addition to eight food trucks, the rally will also feature beers from four of River West's craft breweries. The first River West Food Truck Rally will take place from 5:30 to 9 tomorrow evening. And here's the forecast. Outside this afternoon, partly sunny with temperatures in the mid-80s, and then partly cloudy tonight, lows around 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunny in Milwaukee with highs in the upper 80s, partly sunny in Madison with highs in the low 90s. Then for Saturday, a 30% chance of rain in Milwaukee with a 60% chance of rain in Madison and highs in the low 80s. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. Hey, this is Stu Daniels, host of Stu Man PM, Politics and Music, heard every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. here on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. Stu Man PM is your Sunday afternoon update on two of my favorite topics, politics and music. Join me this Sunday, July 15th, when my guest will be candidate for Congress, Tom Pausewitz. We'll be talking politics, we'll be talking music, Stu Man PM, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. here on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.